Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see.
We're back. 12 after.
No, I won't.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget all the other things you can do there as well. You can listen to thousands, count them, thousands of archives. You can read hundreds of articles by me and by our Brain Trust members. And you can find out more about our Brain Trust members, including our guest this half hour, David Scher, the author of How to Collect Debts and Still Keep Your Customers, which is two really important things to do. And he and his brother, Martin Scher, own a company called AmScher Receivables Management Corporation in beautiful downtown Birmingham, Alabama. He's our good friend, David. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always, because you're one of the guys that helps us learn how to make sales without making loans.
Or
at least without them turning into loans.
Right.
Even if we do extend a little credit, extending a little credit is not the same thing as making a loan, is it?
No, it's not. When you extend credit, you expect to get paid back pretty rapidly.
Right, and that's where you come in. And your business is not only to collect bad debts, which I know that you have a division that does that, but it's also to collect current debts to help people with those areas. And I want to talk about that in a little bit. But what I'd like for you to do first is give us a little bit of a sketch of how the cash flow situation is in the marketplace out there. What are your customers in the aggregate experiencing right now?
I think that it's all across the board, depending on what part of the country you're from and depending on what kind of industry that you're in. I don't think we have a definite trend one way or the other that says things are great or things that are bad. A thing that you're seeing that different people are having different experiences depending on who their clientele is or what kind of business they're in, where their business happens to be located. You know, as usual, there's certain parts of the country that are experiencing pretty good growth, and the others that are struggling a little bit more, and then there's those that are kind of rocking along even.
Well,
there's definitely no, I don't think there's any particular trend that can be noticed at this particular time.
Is the cash flow situation better today, though, than it was, say, a year ago, 2 years ago?
Absolutely.
2001 through 2003 were pretty rough, weren't they?
Right. I think that things are significantly better, and I think that businesses, you've got many businesses that are doing very well. Now, you're getting all kinds of rumblings now, and this is more a fact of what people are concerned about for the future rather than necessarily any hardcore evidence right now. But
right.
With the prices of oil going up, and there's all kinds of discussions of how that might ultimately impact things, but I don't know that anybody's necessarily feeling that right now.
Yeah, that's basically a tax that's been put on us, and seem like I heard somebody say that that every $10 that a gas goes up, our petroleum goes up, it puts like a 1% tax on top of us, because with petroleum being the oxygen of the marketplace, basically, whenever that goes up, it just ripples through the economy. But the thing is that we went for so long, for 3 years or so, with no pricing power, limited profits, cash flow was really tight, and now we do have, profits are better, and people have a little bit of pricing power, and revenues are up a little bit, and that helps with the cash flow. And one of the things I wanted to ask you is you live in a part of the world in the Southeast where there have been quite a bit of storms, hurricanes in the last few months. And I wanted to ask you what you're seeing, how those people are handling that. You probably got some customers who've been impacted by this. What are they experiencing right now with regard to receivables?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And again, it depends on specifically where you are. If we're talking about Florida, which is basically who got the brunt of everything that kind of went wrong recently, getting one storm right after the other. Initially, it created all kinds of cash flow problems. In fact, many businesses that collected in Florida basically made the decision And again, when we're talking mostly consumers right now,
right.
They're not even try to collect debts during the first few days afterwards. They felt like that it would be the wrong thing to do to try to take
right.
a group of people who had just gotten beat up pretty badly and then try to enforce collections.
Well, the customers left the state and took their money with them.
Right. And so I think that you had a situation where companies were just kind of backed off for the time being. But we're seeing things getting pretty much back to normal right now. Not that you don't have individuals that have some problems. But I think that all things considered, I think things are getting pretty close back to normal.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And of course, it wasn't just Florida. I mean, the southern part of your state and also Georgia. I mean, every hurricane that hit Florida hit Georgia.
Right.
Especially the southern half of Georgia.
And that's true also of the lower part of the state of Alabama.
Yeah, exactly. And so you got a lot of problems. And, you know, when you get that kind of, David, when you get that kind of, that scale of disruption, that affects that can affect the national economy, can it?
Sure.
And it ripples through companies all over the country that do business down there, either buying or selling. And so those, you know, and if you're a small business selling to another small business in those parts of the world, you know, that's the kind of those are the kinds of disruptions in your business. You know, you could be in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, selling to a company in Florida that just had your products blown away.
Right.
Before you got your money, what you shipped them the day after it landed, it got blown away. And so those are the kinds of things. The reason I'm pointing that out is I just talked earlier about all the tough things that small business owners have to deal with. And you can basically never be prepared for everything, can you?
No, that's absolutely the truth. I mean, the last hurricane that actually came through Birmingham where we were, it was 1979, and that's 25 years ago. So as a small business person, even myself, I wouldn't particularly. There's a lot of things that I go to sleep at night and worry about, but having a hurricane in Birmingham, which is 250 miles away from the coast, is not one of those things that I was particularly concerned about.
Right.
And we lost our phone system, and we lost power for several days, which, you know, certainly had an impact on our business.
Right. Stand by. David, we're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to get David to help us to deal with some of these difficulties, but still to collect our money, because our banker and our employees are going to say, hey, I know they had a hurricane, but I still need to get paid. That's coming up after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with David Scher, the author of How to Collect Debts and Still Keep Your Customers. David, I know your book's been out a while. Is it still available?
There are probably some used copies on some of the online book places like Amazon.com.
You need to recirculate your book. You need to print it.
Yeah, we're working on a revised copy of our book.
You need to do that because it's an important one. It does not need to be out of print. And so, folks, check that out. It's the last name is Scher, David and Martin Scher. The authors of How to Collect Debts and Still Keep Your Customers. Look for the used copy if you can't find a new one, and we'll tell you about the revised version when it comes out, because we'll get David to launch it on the show. And David, give us your website in case people would like to call on you to get you to help them with their collecting their receivables.
Okay, Jim, it's www.amsher.com. That's amsher.com.
You know, David, one of the things that I encourage small business owners to do, I did this all week last week. I was with the administrative folks out in Woodlands, Texas, near Houston. And that's in the 21st century, small business owners need to focus on their core competencies and engage vendor partners like your company and others, Administaff, different companies, you know, technology companies, to do the things that they do best. That we need a high level of professionalism in those areas, but we don't necessarily need to own the department. We don't need to hire the people. There are people who can do that, who can plug in, and that we can manage as vendor partners rather than as employees. That's very important in the 21st century, isn't it?
Absolutely. Every business has limited resources, and it's impossible for every business to do everything well. And I think there's just been a tremendous movement, and really it's been going on for a long time, but to make it where your individual company does what you're the best at, and then find partners to do the things that you're not as good at, and you'll probably can end up saving money and being much better at it. And collections is certainly one of those areas that most people went into business to sell a product or provide a service, and their expertise was not necessarily collecting money.
Right.
In fact, most probably didn't give that a second thought when they were doing their business plan.
Mm-hmm.
They just assumed, well, I'm really good at this particular service, or I can provide this product that's better than anybody else's product, and never even giving any thought to the fact that not everybody who buys from you or who uses your service is going to pay on time or necessarily pay at all.
Well, you know, a lot of people do incredible research, I mean, very professional and effective research, and they find out that in that marketplace, if they make this available, they can sell $1 million worth of this in a week or a month or a year or whatever. I mean, they're absolutely, they've convinced everybody that those sales, that revenue opportunity is there, and guess what? It is there. But as you said, what they didn't do is take the next step, which was to say, okay, when are we actually going to get the green stuff for all this?
Right. And in many cases, people do pay, but it's just how quickly they pay. And I mean, there's just innumerable businesses. You cannot pay your bills with your accounts receivable.
That's
it,
right.
Actually has to convert to cash. And just a few days difference in how quickly people pay you can make the difference being able to pay your bills in a timely fashion. And I think that we get a tremendous amount of referrals from banks and other lending institutions who the business person has sat down and met with, and they're going back to the bank to try to borrow more money. And the bank's saying, wait a minute, you've got this big accounts receivable here. I think you would be far better served to collect what you already have,
right,
rather than concentrate on trying to increase your debt load at this particular time.
People actually get better at going and asking the bank for money than they do going to ask their customers for their money.
Oh, absolutely. That is probably the part of the business that most business people dislike the most.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of your most successful small business people, you have people that are really good at sales, and they are great at selling products or services, but they always want to have this positive go-forward attitude, and they really don't want to backpedal and go back to somebody and say, well, you need to pay me now.
Right.
It makes them very uncomfortable. Now, some people, of course, when it's your own money and you can't get your bills paid, then sometimes you swallow hard and do what you have to do. But it's still difficult, and then a lot of people just don't know how to go about doing that.
It's hard to flip the switch from going to selling to collecting.
Absolutely. And also, business owners and salespeople make the assumption that if I ask people for money, they're going to like me less and they won't buy from me in the future.
Right, right.
And but the problem is that if somebody isn't paying you, do you really want to keep selling to
them?
That's
right.
So they, therefore, don't do anything in many cases and then don't get paid according, you know, like they need to pay, and then get themselves in a lot of trouble.
Right. And all this, and the beginning of all the trouble is when you don't establish how they're going to pay you in the beginning.
Oh, that's number one.
Yeah.
You need to get over expectations of payment. It's probably the most important concept that anybody deals with collections needs to understand.
Yeah. And you got to make sure that's such an important job. Make sure that whoever does it right. If it's the salespeople, which typically aren't the best at doing that, but if it's got to be somebody who does it right. David Scher, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
All right, Jim. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot. David Scher, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Quick break. Right back with Cherie Carter-Scott. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.